Well, once again, it's been my pleasure to greet each and every one of you. I ask you right now if you would go ahead and join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning, seeking you first, Father God. We thank you for watching over each and every one of us throughout the night. And we thank you, Father God, for the master's call. We thank you for our founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for their yes in doing this call, coming up to celebrating our fifth-year anniversary. We thank you for the thread that brought many of us to this TMC call, and that's Artists International. We continue, Lord God, to ask for you to cover the entire company, the staff, the ones who pack the orders, the advisors, the platinum presidents, all of us that are involved with Artists International. We ask that you a special blessing upon the Diaz de Leon family, as well as the new little baby girl that just been added to their family. We thank you, Lord God, for them, and we ask that you just continue to give them wisdom, give them strength, and continue to have that resolve to change people's lives. Lord, we thank you for our speaker this morning, the mouthpiece that will come and give us a fresh word for us today. Let us have ears to hear, hearts to receive, and a mind to apply the biblical principles that we will be reminded of today. So we just thank you, Lord. I thank you for each and every person on this call. You know the meditations on their hearts. And I pray a special blessing once again for our founders. So, Lord, I ask all these things in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to tell each and every one of you to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And I hope you have a great weekend. And at this time, I'm going to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, and good morning to you and to our TMC family. And thank you, Minister Ada, for greeting everyone this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. And I'm loving that tag, Seek Him First Friday. Praise God. Good morning, TMC. This is a beautiful Friday morning, and I'm Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, greeting you and saying welcome, welcome, welcome. And if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, the telecommunication sanctuary, we call it, it is such a delight to have you join us this morning. And we invite you to join us each and every morning here on the Master's Call, Monday through Friday at this time. Now, we're so grateful that this call was started back in October 2010 through two beautiful, anointed, and appointed women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Ms. Super Fantastic, and then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our mother eagle. And yes, next month, we are celebrating 5 years, the year of grace, and we give God the glory for that. Now, this call is also established with the scripture, which is Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we want you to just go on and invite your family and friends and foes, if you have any, and tell them this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day here on the Master's Call. Now, we also have a website that you can visit, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you can go there and see that all the messages have been archived there for the past 5 years, believe it or not. And then we also have bios of our speakers, and you'll notice that our theme, and I just love to elaborate on that, our theme for this year is in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. And I'm telling you, God is definitely manifesting that theme in our lives each and every day. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as the greeter, like Miss Ada did, Minister Ada did, in such a beautiful way, and then we have a host that you can host this call, which is what I'm doing, or you may even want to share a word from the Lord to, and give it to the masses. You can give that information, send it to info@themasterscall.net. Excuse me. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, you may also have prayer requests or praise reports, and you can send it to that info@themasterscall.net as well. Now, today is Friday, so you might want to remain on the line to verbally submit your prayer requests and our praise reports. And so we do have a second part of the master's call here today. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of a phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company. Now, me, I call it the best company on this side of heaven. So it's a company that's assisting millions around the world with healthier lives, and it just doesn't get any better than that, because when you have your health, you have, to me, just about everything, because without your health, what do you have? So we are helping people get healthier lives with some awesome, awesome products. Now, that company is Artist International, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family 25 years ago, because we are getting ready to celebrate our 25th year. So we'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada, come October 14th and the 15th, celebrated at the 25th conference at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas. So go to your back office and get more information on there, on that conference. Now, also, you're able to get more information at the Morning Motivational Call, which is held Monday through Friday, right after this call. And it was originated by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and it is conducted now by a team of great leaders, and I'm telling you, we're doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job as a team of leaders. So that number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Now, the Millionaire's Call is being held as well at that same number, every day, Monday through Saturday, 12 noon Central Time, and then also at 7 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Sunday. Okay, so that way you can get other people on the call so they can get a view and hear a testimony or two of what this company is doing for the masses, as well as how you can benefit financially with this company. Now, I won't prolong the time because we are ready to hear a word from the Lord. And I thank God for being in a position to introduce to you this man of God. He is a senior pastor, president of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York. Now, this man is married to the love of his life, Ms. Beverly Brasnell, and he was married to her on June 12th of 1982. And to their union, they have three beautiful, wonderful children, Nigel, Clavia, and Angel. And to their addition, God has blessed them with a beautiful family with grandchildren. So this man of God, he has received his local license to preach in Trinidad as well as Tobago, and he furthered his studies in mobilization for evangelism, meeting the Muslim challenge, World Mission Today, and the list can go on and on because he is a man of action. Now, in 2004, Pastor Allen continued his biblical studies with a bachelor's degree in theology, and he also attended International Theological Seminary of California. Now, he has traveled around the world, several countries, to name a few: Canada, Barbados, St. Croix, St. Thomas, St. Vincent, Nigeria, just to name a few. Pastor Allen is his name, is also an artist distributor and continues to be instrumental in the lives of everyone he interacts with. His desire is to win the world for the Lord. However, if he helps one sinner to find his or her way to God, then his life is not in vain. So I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some and present to others none other than Pastor Derek Allen from New York, Brooklyn, New York, that is. Are you there, Pastor Allen?
Praise the Lord this morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, man of God. Take it away.
Amen. Well, thank you this morning. Amen. And I'm thanking God for this opportunity today, as always, for allowing me to wake up this morning and even be able to come on this call. I thank God, as always, also for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thanking God for you, my host, who introduced me so eloquently, even on our amen sister who prayed earlier. And all of you, amen, artists, family members on this call this morning, amen, I greet you in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I just want to pray, and then I'll introduce the topic and go right into the message today. Father, I give you thanks and praise, glory, and honor. I thank you this morning, oh God, for another opportunity, oh God, of being able to come before you today. I am thankful. I am grateful. God, I pray today, even, oh God, for our listening audience. I thank you, God, for the anointing, the anointing, the anointing that make preaching easy to be upon me even at this time. Hide me. You be seen. And, oh God, let your people be blessed, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to speak to us briefly this morning on a topic. It will be swift and fast, but the topic is entitled Fighting Through Your Adversities. Fighting Through Your Adversities. I have two scriptures. I want you to jot this one down. You will read it on your own spare time. Job chapter 13, verse 1 to 19. Job chapter 13, verse 1 to 19. But because of time, I will read the second one, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. And it reads to this end. Amen. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Prosecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Amen. And this morning, I want to encourage somebody on this call. I believe when the word goes forth, even as the word of God said, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. Amen. It shall not return unto me void, it will prosper and please. Amen. Go forth as it please and prosper whereunto I've sent it. So this morning, I believe that this word is for somebody on this call, somebody who have been through so many things in their lives that they believe, oh, my God, when will it end? And somebody's despondent. Somebody's at the brink of giving up. They have made up in their mind that this will be their last program, and after this, they will throw in the towel, and they will fall up in a corner and actually wait to die. But I'm here this morning, amen, on assignment to encourage you, amen, to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise. So today, even as we look into the word adversity, amen, it speaks about difficulty, misfortune, amen, resilience in the face of adversity. Some synonyms that are used for adversity, amen, praise God, is misfortune, ill luck, bad luck, trouble, difficulties, hardship, distress, amen, amen, disaster, suffering, affliction, sorrow, misery, amen, praise God. Tribulation, war, pain, oh my God, trauma, so many things, amen, that are linked to adversity and adversities. So this morning I'm encouraging you, amen, to understand that adversity is not limited to any class of people over, amen, another. Amen, it has nothing to do with your race, your ethnicity, social, amen, praise God, affiliation, where you were born, if you were rich or poor, adversity or adverse things happen. Just 2 days ago, or let's say, amen, 5 days ago or so, on the 11th, so today is the 18th, 6 to 7 days ago, on the 18th, the world paused to remember September 11th, amen, when 96 persons died at the World Trade Center. Oh, my God. You can imagine, amen, those families last Friday, how they gathered to hear the reading of the names again, amen, and all the sorrow came back. But when you look at things, we have a new building, amen, praise, which is, amen, on the same plot of land that was the buildings was destroyed on, amen, America, amen, was resilient, amen, in saying, God, the enemy men, the extremist men to destroy our dreams, oh, to cause America to fall up. But praise God, America is standing strong. Is anybody out there this morning? Oh, my God, Katrina on August of the 20th, 10 years later, amen, is reminded, amen, praise God, of all that took place in New Orleans, or the overflowing of the levee, and so many 1,833 people died there on that dreadful weekend. Again, some, oh God, 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago, almost in Dominica, a Caribbean island, 20 people died from a rainstorm. Oh, so many people were displaced, and also without their homes, without clothes, without food. We remember, amen, Hiroshima, amen, 70 years later, this past August, oh my God, 140,000 people died there, and 3 days after, amen, Hiroshima, amen, Nagasaki, amen, 70,000 people were killed with the atomic bomb. I'm here to tell somebody this morning, amen, misfortune does not have a face. Neither does trouble have a face. Difficulties does not have a face. Hardship does not have a face. Distress does not have a face. Disaster does not have a face. Suffering does not have a face. Affliction does not have a face. Suffering or sorrow does not have a face. Misery does not have a face. Tribulation, it does not matter who you are this morning. We are always going to be faced with something in our life. Pain comes. Oh, my God, I heard a story yesterday of a woman in California. Amen, praise God, someone that somebody I know knows, so it's a lot of noise. Oh, my God, but this lady was driving her vehicle. Oh, my God, and she hit a woman, and if things wasn't bad, she was so sorry that the woman got hit with the car, and she stopped, and the woman was taken by the paramedics, amen, and to the hospital, but overnight, that woman died, and now this young woman is faced, amen, with possibly, oh God, a murder charge of some sort, if it's not vehicular manslaughter or something. How your life could just turn for the worse in a moment's notice. But I'm here to encourage you this morning, no matter what adverse thing may have happened to you, what adverse things you might be going through, to fight through your adversity. Is anybody hearing me out there? At one time or another, almost everyone has felt like Job. So I told you to read Job. I know what I'm talking about. While going through trials and time of suffering, we are often overwhelmed by self-pity. We want, amen, an explanation for why God allows trials to happen to us. In the book of Job, read it on your spare time. It is recorded, amen, the troubling question, terrifying doubt, and the very real anguish of the sufferer. The book of Job can help us in the time when we are surrounded with troubles by giving us a glimpse of God, amen, perspective on our suffering. I'm here to tell somebody this morning, adversity reminds us of our weakness. Amen. Praise God. Are you writing this morning? not go away. He learned, amen, to see the goodness that God intended to bring to his life through it and to rejoice in God's design. He wrote, "Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord to rise, that I might, it might depart from me. But he, the Lord, said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in my weakness." Man of God this morning on this call, woman of God on this call this morning, I don't know who I'm speaking to. I don't know who this word is reaching out to. But whatever you may be facing in your life, oh my God, fight through it this morning. Fight through it this morning. Be, amen, resilient. Tell yourself, oh my God, I will not give in. I will not fold up. I will not throw in the towel. I will fight my fight. It might be physically this morning. It might be sickness. It might be a marriage. It might be a business. It might be a child. It might be your finances. It might be on your job. It might be poverty this morning. But I'm here to encourage you, not to give you a word, oh God, of failure and doubt and despair, but to know that God knows everything about what you are going through. Oh my God, but just hold on a little while longer. There's a song that we sang here in New York in our church. Life is easy when you're up on a mountain. Oh my God, but to understand, but it is down in the valley of trials and temptation. That's when life is truly put to the test. But the God on the mountain is the same God in the valley. The God of your day is the same God in the night. Somebody said in the Psalms, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Oh my God, this morning, so Paul was made to understand that his grace, the grace of God, amen, is sufficient. Amen. Praise God. He said, praise God, when I am weak, my strength is made perfect in my weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in, amen, reproaches, in necessity, in persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Oh, my God, help me this morning not to be so emotional. Adversity tests our friendship. Yes, the strain of adversity impacts relationships. Hard times reveal if people want to get or to give. Are you hearing me this morning? Sometimes you have friends and you rarely know your friends when you're back up against the wall, when there is a specific need. And, oh, God, if I cannot count on nobody else, I know I can count on my friend. And you go to your friend and your friend turn you away. But when you had, that friend was always there. My God, this morning I'm here to remind somebody that we are only human beings, and sometimes we act it out so clearly. But praise God this morning, fear whether friends doesn't endure the test of trials and difficulties, but true friends will remain to offer support and comfort and encouragement in the midst of challenges. In Proverbs chapter 17 and 17 it says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Amen. True lasting friendship is described in the Bible. Amen. Account in the biblical account of David and Jonathan. The soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David. Somebody hear me today. Amen. And Jonathan loved David as his own soul. First Samuel chapter 1, when adversity struck David's world, Jonathan could have rejected David for many reasons. Instead, he remained a faithful friend to David until the death. Amen. The end of his life, Jonathan befriended, encouraged, warned, and protected David, accepting him as the one who would be the king of Israel in his place. What are you saying, preacher? Jonathan could have been, amen, the one to fit the throne after Saul was rejected, even though God had a plan. But Jonathan made sure that David was protected because Jonathan saw something in David that Saul did not see. But Jonathan believed that David would have been the other king. The Bible said that Jonathan preferred to die. Amen. When Jonathan died, David was deeply grieved. He said, "I am distressed for thee, O my brother Jonathan. Oh, time would not afford me to continue, but I'm going to bring it in this morning. A very pleasant, amen, praise God. Amen, hast thou been unto me. Thy love, amen, was, amen, to me was wonderful. Passing the love of a female. Adversity prepare us to comfort others. One of the most valuable results of adversity is that through it, we receive God's comfort, which we are then able to share with others who face similar troubles. Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves were comforted." Oh, my God, this morning, one more scripture and I'm finished. Amen. Praise God. Praise God this morning. Israel is assured of God's help. Amen. Today, the word that came forth this morning, Isaiah 41 and verse 13, "For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." Fight through your adversity this morning. Fight through your adversity this morning. Man of God, woman of God, stand up and fight through your adversity. God got your back. Be blessed this morning. Back over to our host. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for that profound word this morning. Fight through your adversities. And I will be calling you back, Pastor Allen, to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you. We glorify you, Father, for being the holy God that you are, the awesome God. Lord, to let us know that we have you through every given situation, every fight that we battle, Father, you have already given us the victory. And we glorify you, Lord, for this word where Pastor Allen has told us, oh God, that we can fight through our adversities, knowing that you are there with us, Lord. You told us to cast our every care upon you because you care so much for us. Father, as he poured into us, Lord, we're asking that you pour back virtues into his life, into his family's life, into his church, into his community, and his household, Lord God, everything that concerneth him. We ask that you bless and that you anoint, that you strengthen, that you keep him in perfect peace, that you just load him up with your blessings, oh God, like never before. We thank you, Father, because you told us in your word that whatever is bound on earth will be bound on earth in heaven, whatever is loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we ask that you loose the spiritual blessings, the prophetic blessings, the anointed blessings upon this man's life and his family like never before in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you, Father, for all the bereaved families, and we ask that you keep them in perfect peace, strengthen them and comfort them like never before. We thank you, Father, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord God, and we know, Father, that you're keeping them, Lord God. You're placing your loving arms around them, Father. As one is restored, being restored with knee surgery, Lord God, we know that you're doing a special blessing in her life, so we call that knee healed and whole in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father, for strengthening Dr. Vanessa, who has many tasks to accomplish each and every day. And we thank you, Father, for strengthening her and allowing her, Father, to stand in the power of your anointing. And, Lord God, we ask you that you bless Leroy, Father, in the hospital, Godmother's son. We thank you, Father, that he is healed by the blood of Jesus. We decree it, we declare it, and we say thank you in advance. We thank you, Father, for Mother Broomfield, for restoring her, Lord God. We thank you for doing a work in her life from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Father, for Macy winning the competition. We glorify you, Father, for allowing her, Father, to be standing in your to stand in your anointing and say that she is a child of the King. We thank you, Father, for restoring Joe as he goes through, Father God, through trying times in his illness, Lord God. We thank you for Lynn, for restoring her. We call her healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I tell you, you know, I just got to blame Pastor Allen for this because God is good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to hear the playback of this call, listen to 712-432-1085. Again, that number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now, remember that we do have the morning motivational call that will be coming up, and that's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Well, thank you, Minister Ada, for seating and greeting the people, and we thank you, Pastor Allen, for anointing us with that word. And remain on the line because we will go into part two to take your prayer requests and praise reports today. All right, Pastor Allen, would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. Well, praise God this morning. As always, it is always a pleasure. And I want to really encourage you this morning. Amen. That's the word the Lord laid on my heart for our church. And I wanted to share it with you this morning because so many people are going through. So many people are tired of the deaths and the sickness and so many things that they're faced with. But as Christians, we have to be resilient even in this time. So I want to really encourage you on this call this morning to fight through it, no matter what it is. Amen. Understand what Psalm 30 and verse 5 said, weeping endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you today. Thank you for another opportunity to sow into the lives of your people. Help us to stand, weather the storm. So many are being faced. Christians are dying around the world. So many are making sacrifices for the cause of the gospel. Help us here in America and wherever, oh God, this word went for today to stand. God bless us throughout the rest of this weekend, throughout this day. Thank you, God, again for Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, oh God, and every other, oh God, host and supporters of this, oh God, Master's Morning Call. Bless this morning, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Remember that you are the head, you are not the tail. You are a victor, not a victim. You are destined for greatness. Destiny is ahead of you. Square your shoulders and keep your head up. The sky is the limit. The earth belongs to God. God bless you this morning. Is my prayer. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. And we received that. Praise God. Thank you so much. Now what we're going to do is just turn it over to our phenomenal woman of God, our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, Master's Call family. Pastor Allen, thank you. I tell you, for such a rich word, I know everybody was blessed. Everybody needed that encouraging word about fighting through our adversities. A special thanks to our prayer general, Minister Brenda, for hosting God's people in this call. And thank you, Minister Ada, for saluting and feeding God's people at our telecommunications sanctuary. As always, on Friday, we've opened up the queue. All you have to do is hit star 6 and then 1. We always dedicate Fridays to hearing your prayer requests and your praise reports. We want to do what the Word says, is to come together in prayer in one mind and one spirit. Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse tells us one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000 by. It's more than two people on this line this morning. And we want to lock in agreement with you. We want to bombard heaven for you. We want to stand in the gap with you to war for the will of God, the kingdom to come and the will of God to be done in our lives. And we want to always hear the praise reports of God's faithfulness when he shows up and shows out in our life. So feel free to hit star 6, then 1, and you will be in the queue. Because if there's no prayer request, I'll be more than happy to do a general prayer. And Minister Brenda already did list several of the prayer requests. We are earnestly praying for each and every one of you, for all roads that head to Las Vegas for the October 15th meeting. There's a leadership meeting on the 14th, but everybody, the General Assembly meeting is the 15th at Hotel Luxor in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. And so all the details are in our back office, and even the agenda is in our back office, and we're encouraging everyone there. We will have the Master's Call live from Las Vegas while we're there next month. We also are praying for this upcoming 5 years of grace as we celebrate our anniversary on October 25th, 2010. We began this journey of the Master's Call and have not missed not one weekday since it began, be it a holiday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Labor Day, whatever the day is, if it fell on Monday through Friday. The Eagles gathered on this line because it is all about our Master. So we are always honored to pray, to intercede. Okay, no one has come into the queue. Time of prayer. Intelligent Holy Spirit, take it to the Lord first on this Friday. Oh God, you've told us in Hebrews 4 that we could come boldly into the throne room and obtain the mercy and the grace that we need. So we thank you today. Oh, we're seeking not just your hand, Daddy God, but more so your face so we can get your mind of Christ. You told us in 1 Corinthians 2:16 to ask, and we lay hands on our own head this morning and ask for your mind to think your thoughts, to have your heart, and with hands extended to do your will. So we looked at the Diaz de Leon family. We pray earnestly for them, keep the blood hedge of protection around them. Father, we celebrate the new birth of Miss Alexandria, Alejandre, and Elvia's child. We thank you for the healthy birth of this little girl. We thank you, Father, for our leadership of artists, for all of our platinums. And we thank you, God, for all the way down to the advisor who said, yes, I want to be a part of this family. Oh, we thank you for the blessings of God, that this is a company where Jesus is Lord. This is a company where the founder said, first faith in God. Then our family, the first unit, the first institution that God made, the familia. And then it creates a lifestyle that glorifies God. So as we pray for our artist family that knitted our hearts together, we speak virtue back into the man of God. We thank you for Pastor Derek Allen. We thank you for his unwavering faithfulness and dedication to this call. Father, I thank you that he's always had a heart for you and for Artists International and for the Master's Call family. Thank you for that powerful word that he spoke into our spirit as he decreed into the heavens and declared over our lives, we will fight through it all and see the Jehovah Nisi victory in it all. Now pour back virtue into this man of God. Bless everything and anything his hands touch, his vision has focused on. And we just thank you for the favor to fall in his life and his going in and his coming out. We speak the blessing. Father, as he's planted so many seeds in our lives, we thank you for the hundredfold coming back into his. Now, Father God, we thank you for our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, as she transitions to Mississippi. We thank you for traveling mercies. We thank you for safe arrival as she's moved back home to Monticello. Just let everything move smoothly. And we thank you for the healing in her knees. I thank you for the fast recovery and the continued recovery and even the better use of those knees for your glory and her good. Now we thank you, Father, as we continue to lift up Leroy, Godmother Dorothy's son, and we thank you that they find where this bleeding is coming from, and you put the Holy Ghost plug into his system, and we just speak that all is well, peace in Dorothy's heart, and for the entire family. Father, we continue to lift up Miss Wendy, and thank you for just keeping her and covering her in the strength, Father, that she's even doing a funeral this weekend that her husband was supposed to do, and she's staying. I'm sorry, a wedding. My God, a wedding this weekend that her husband was supposed to do, and she's stepping up in his place. We send the words of peace and strength, and as she just continues the legacy of life. Now, Father, for those spoken requests and those unspoken prayer requests, we just thank you that you know them all, you hear them all, and utmost, we're excited that you answer them all. So that as we go out this weekend, bless the works of our hand, bless and anoint the motives in our heart, that they line up with you. We speak into our lives that we're blessed people. We speak into our lives that we're wise, and we operate in the wisdom of Sophia, wisdom of God. We thank you, Father, that we draw others to Christ by us being the living epistles that you called us to be as your ministers in the marketplace. So as we leave today, never separated from your presence, but empowered to go out and fight. Because, Father, it's a fixed fight. We read the back of the book, and you promised us in Revelations that we win. You told us in Revelations 12 that we're overcomers by the blood, that precious blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony is that we win in you. So as we fight through every adversity, as we fight through every fiery dart that the wicked one sends toward us, we put up that shield of faith. We decree in our mouth that we're overcomers. We let our feet be shod with the gospel of peace. Our loins gird about that speak the truth and nothing but the truth in love. We thank you that over the breastplate of our heart is guarded, and all our mind with the helmet of salvation to think those thoughts that glorify you. We feel encouraged, inspired, and ready to be elevated to that place called success. So we thank you as we leave, knowing that we're going forth in you. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you. A Master's Call family, thank you so much. Hope to hear some of you all on the Morning Motivational Call this morning, and others will hear you again on Monday. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.